So with the obviously the two run shot, how it felt, what kind of pitch was it? How did it feel going over?
Just fastball in. Infield was in though, so I was just trying to get a ball kind of hit hard somewhere, in the air, honestly. But kind of just worked out well. Good pitch to hit. So,
Coach was talking about how a lot of the guys in the lineup tonight worked their starting pitcher, you know, deep in the count a lot of times, piled up the, you know, the number of pitches that you're able to get him out of the game. Is that something you guys feel that you're pretty good at?
Yeah, definitely. And I think Ramsey's been working hard to try and get us to be better at that too. He kind of stretches, see more pitches to try and get the starter out. And we know if we can get into a team's bullpen, we got a good shot to get some hits together. So definitely try and do that, kind of a plan of the plate type thing. So,
did you know right away when you hit it? It's like that, you seem to kind of watching it go out.
I can't say I did, but when I found the ball, I knew it was gone. So. I had to find it first.
No bat flip.
Then. No bat flip. It's not necessarily my type of style. So.
How did that feel?
I felt good. You know, big spot. I mean, they put in that lefty, and he's kind of wild and got a good pitch to hit. I mean, big. It felt bigger when it happened, and then we just kept getting hits together. And, right. I mean, it was kind of just the start of a great end, great two innings there. So it was big. It was good.
The play that is your style came later, I think, in the sixth inning, won the – basically a ground ball that maybe went 10 feet, and you come around on a ball while it's lying on the ground. Just what's the mentality there? And just the score is 9-2 at the time, and you're still, like, going full speed.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously just being aggressive. I like to, when you're at second, just expect a bad throw always, and I kind of saw him drop it, and he was kind of standing there straight-legged, so I figured I'd take a shot. And I was watching him most of the time running down. He didn't really ever make a move, so... I mean, that's just kind of the way I like to play, the way I think a lot of guys on our team like to play, just aggressive. I mean, you can never score too many runs like that. If they're going to give you runs, then Colin Hall almost had the same play happen there late. He kind of checked a step. But, I mean, he was going hard around the base just like I did, and you can kind of get some runs like that sometimes.
Were you surprised at the way that play unfolded? You know, I mean, from up where we were, it was hard to tell that Tristan had even made contact with
Yeah,
you.
Definitely out of the hand. I saw it was going to be like a downed curveball, and I don't know exactly what happened, but it even looked to me like it might even like hit the ground. Like, it was a weird ball, and I saw that it was fair, and then Goldberg was scoring, and their third baseman was yelling to touch home, because I don't know what the score was. Or we were up a little bit, but they were still trying to kind of stop him from running. He ended up throwing to first, and I just took a good round and saw the ball on the ground, so kind of a good situation for us.
It was kind of a delayed celebration, I guess, but to beat Georgia finally, to beat a top 10 team, what was it like in the clubhouse after?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a little delayed. It would have been a lot better if we could have played 9 innings, but right. I mean, I've never beat Georgia. I don't think the class above me has beat right. Georgia. So, I mean, coming in, we had a lot of confidence coming off a good weekend, and we kind of just tried to keep that momentum going. And, I mean, we talked about after – we had like not a perfect first inning, kind of down 2-1, and then we really kept our bats strong and kept the pedal, whatever, you know what I mean. We kept it going throughout the game, and we finally got our run. So it was a good game.
How big was it to answer in the first inning? At least get something on the board.
Yeah, definitely. That was a big play by Mike. I mean, with the bunt, and then. I mean, it's always a good answer. We always stress when we score runs, we need to go back out and have a little zero inning on the defensive side. So it's always good to try and get even one back, because you kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. They put two. If you put up zero, they keep momentum. It's just we got to keep our momentum as little to them or all the way to us as much as possible. So,
a lot of teams knocking each other off in the ACC this year. So you have a series coming up with Notre Dame. And you're at home. This is a series you guys really can, you know, put yourself in a good position.
Yeah, definitely. Coach Hall just said we got a big weekend. They came to Clemson and won. They had a tough series with Florida State this past weekend, I guess. I mean, we're ready to play. We got a lot of momentum, like I said, having fun. I think our pitchers are throwing great right now, playing great defense. Everything's kind of working right now. We're just trying to keep that going as long as we can.
You talked about the importance of kind of the shutdown inning, and they didn't get it, and obviously you did after that first inning. Just how much faith did you have in the pitching after that first inning?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Amos is a great pitcher. We have confidence in him. He's thrown well. I think even at Mercer, he gave up a couple runs, and we came back and hit well against Mercer. And I mean, we know our bats will come alive at some point, and as long as he's throwing strikes and getting guys out after he settled down, I mean, we have 100% confidence in him and 100% confidence in our bats. So it's really never a time to worry, even if he gives up two in the first. I mean, we know we're going to get ours. So.
Anything else, guys?
No. Just the 1-2 with you and Mike at the top of the order. Just it seems you guys really, really turned it on. How much fun is it? And how do you guys feed off each other in the one?
Yeah, I love – so usually when if I ever get out, I always love watching Mike. Mike's always just getting knocks. It's unbelievable what he's doing. It's a lot of fun. And I know a lot of time if I'm on first and he's in a good count, he's going to hit the ball hard somewhere. And then we got Mac right there too. Mac and Tristan are just getting all these RBIs. But he is unbelievable this start of the season. I'm hoping he can keep it up for a long time. So.
Is it a fastball you hit?
Yeah, fastball.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations.